Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Actually, Big Voice Man, we're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. Thanks to everyone who's come out here to join us today. You still got time to come out here, see the end of the show, register to win Cowboys tickets, get those delicious wings and those drink specials. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 903. Shout-out to Corey for sharing his parental moment this week. And shout-out to Eric Chiafalo for bouncing back from his little misstep last Sunday in the pregame show. Outstanding shout out right there. Now it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and his special guest.
Yeah, and I'm just over here watching highlights of Kamar Rocker's outing last night.
Love
I just
it.
Can't stop.
You
all right, let's talk with our friend
it.
Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. Kyle, how's it going today, man?
It's great, guys. I'm curious, though. You talked about Eric Chiafalo's misstep in the pregame show. What happened?
It was glorious. It was glorious.
We'll see if Alec can find that audio. But the Cliff's Notes version of it, he was talking to Erin Andrews, and she had interviewed Dak, and he's like, oh, great. Are we going to see that on the pregame? And she's like, yeah, it was on the pregame several hours ago.
Uh-huh. And he also called her Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, hey, Andrew. And so it was just a whole big thing.
But
you know,
he recovered this week, so everything's worked out for him.
Good for him.
Your thoughts on Eric Chiafalo, Kyle?
He's one of my favorites. Mean Green alum. We went to college together. We had a lot of times that we could not talk about on the air together on Fry Street and a bunch of different occasions with Wolchuk too. I mean, we go a long way back. So he's a brother to me. So I that's probably a bottom five person in the business that I would want to have those types of missteps around in Erin Andrews, just because one, she's so well respected among everybody, but also like she's kind of a savage. Like she will not let you live it down by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, Kyle, with that in mind, Alec has found the audio. And we want to just go ahead. We want to go ahead and play it for you and our listening audience out there.
It's Erin Andrews, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew, happy game day to you. I guess besides CD there on that cut, we can now include Dak, right?
We actually thought Dak was going to sign that contract the day after our interview. We did it, I think, on a Tuesday, and we thought that's when it was going to happen. But regardless for him and his sweet little family, so glad it got done, and happy for Cowboys fans too.
Yes, absolutely. So is that something we can expect today on the Fox pregame show? You're sitting down with Dak?
Well, it already happened. The Fox pregame show, yeah.
Okay.
It happened at noon.
Okay, fair enough. I was thinking before the Cowboys kick off, but that's my apologies.
No worries. So you weren't watching, but that's okay. It went great.
Yeah,
I love it.
So he starts out by, "Hey, Andrew."
And the moment, too, where it got a little further into it and Broadus goes, "No, man, you stepped into it," and just let it keep going. I love when a teammate throws their teammate under the bus like that. It's always fun. So that's the moment right there, Kyle.
You could tell for those that know Eric, you could tell he in his mind there is unraveling. But I really thought he kept it together. I thought he did a nice job of at least, trying to talk his way through it, like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was thinking of the Cowboys game." Because, yeah, it's a 325 kick, and, that show airs earlier in the day. But, yeah, I thought he danced around that thing for a little bit, but he ultimately landed the plane. I thought he finally got there and got through it.
Now, all of the stats that we'll trot out from week one, I know they're all going to be kind of couched with the idea that they played one of the worst two teams in the league, if not the worst, in the Carolina Panthers. But the Saints did hold the Panthers 2.9 yards per carry, and Carolina only converted one of 10 on third down. What do you see with this defense, and do you think week one was a product of quality defense or just a trash Carolina defense?
Well, I think it can be a little bit of both. I don't think Carolina is very good, and of course the Cowboys will see them later in the year, so of course they'll be tested by that point, and we'll see exactly how Carolina evolves. But the Saints, when it comes to their team, they've been playing really good football before even week one of 2024. I mean, you date back to the final five games of last season, they're 5-1. Up to that point, including the win last week against Carolina. And Derek Carr has been playing well. This defense has been playing well. Alvin Kamara has been turning back the clock a little bit as well. I think New Orleans is heading in the right direction as a team, and you can see that momentum build. So it kind of reminds me of some of the games for the Cowboys in 2021. Because you remember 2020, of course, you had Dak Prescott's injury. You had a bunch of things go wrong defensively. And finally, you found a bit of rhythm down the stretch, and then you kind of carried that momentum into 2021, where that team was young. They were meshing with some of their veterans, and they had some talent kind of scattered throughout. And of course, Dan Quinn taking over as defensive coordinator helped in 2021. That's kind of what I see with New Orleans. They have talent. They have this core group of players. Some guys banged up on the defensive side. I know Marshon Lattimore is dealing with a little bit of an injury going into the week. But I do think they have enough pieces to where you can look at that 47-10 beatdown of Carolina and take parts of it and say that's just New Orleans being a good football team as opposed to Carolina just not being very good.
All right, Kyle, well, we lost the boys, so I'm going to go ahead and jump in until we can get them reconnected. We warned you that this might happen, but
yeah, that was a possibility.
Yeah, so it's always a possibility with these things, but they're out at Buffalo Wild Wings and having some internet issues. So while we try to get this figured out, I do want to ask, because I know the guys talked about it with Mickey Spagnuolo earlier in the show. We think that the DeMarvian overshow and expectations, we thought maybe going into week one, we're like, okay, we're expecting way too much from this guy, but he kind of performed and maybe outperformed those ridiculous expectations. Do we think that he's going to continue that progress going forward into week two, especially against the Saints offense that can be gotten?
Yeah, I mean, he set the bar pretty high, didn't he? The fact that he was tied for the team high in nine tackles and that sack, I mean, it's been the film that's been heard around the world or seen around the world over these last couple of days just because of how quickly he was shot out of a cannon, got to Deshaun Watson, finished off the sack. I was very impressed not only with that play but a lot of the other reads that DeMarvian Overshown made in that first matchup. So is there maybe an expectation set too high? I think it's going to be hard for him to match that at some point down the line. But is there kind of a baseline maybe below what his performance was in week one that can be that expectation? Sure. Because just a reminder for those out there who probably have already heard it 100 times this week, but this is this is basically his rookie season. Sure, he's been in the meetings and he's been around an NFL franchise long enough to be here 2 years and say, hey, I was a third-round pick for a reason. This is a team that believed in me, even with a different defensive coordinator. But this is his first year in this system. This is his first year actually playing meaningful snaps in the regular season. So there will be a bit of a learning curve. Now, did we see the learning curve in week one? Absolutely not. He was tremendous. But if we are going to sit here and, I think, hold them to that standard from here on out the rest of his career, there are going to be some disappointing times throughout. Not that he's a bad player, but I just don't think you can expect the high ceiling that he sent in week one. You're going to see a little bit of an up and down fluctuation for Overshown, and hopefully it's more up than down.
Kyle Yeomans at DallasCowboys.com with us. Gavin Dawson, Brian brought us here in studio along with the great Alec Medford there at Master Control. We got you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you guys. How you doing? Oh, hopping right in.
Hey, yes. Well, we're doing great. It's so good to hear your voice talking Cowboys here on a Football Friday. Kyle, I'll tell you what I've been burning on, man. It's the Cowboys need a running game, and I'm trying to fire up the troops here to, you know, start beating the drum early for a trade for a running back. Like, the Niners got McCaffrey, the Eagles 6 or 7 years ago they went and got LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi. And no disrespect to Zeke or Dalvin Cook, you know, I think all those guys have a legitimate spot on an NFL roster, but I need to see some juice here in this run game. And it's
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I think that's the one knock that I have, and maybe the biggest hole for this Cowboys team right now, because We saw in week one, their number one problem from 2023 was stopping the run. I feel pretty good with a small sample size from what we've seen stopping the run defensively. But going into the year, when you look at Zeke and where he is at his career, Rico Dowdle, maybe he was that one guy that can provide a spark. And I think I've said this on the station a couple times. I just haven't seen it yet from the ground game, and I want to see it. I want to see them take a step forward. There are still bits and pieces of this offense that can use Zeke and use Rico Dowdle to their benefit. Pass protection. I thought Zeke was tremendous, again, whenever it came to protecting Dak Prescott. Rico Dowdle, I think his ability as a change of pace back is underrated and something that I think the Cowboys can utilize as well whenever they do get that number one guy. So are they talking to people? I don't know. Maybe this early on, it's too early to tell. Could they use a home run threat and a true number one back? I would love to see that. I really would. Because I think both guys, like you said, are NFL-caliber tailbacks with Zeke and Dowdle. But are they NFL-caliber starters at this point where they are in their career? I certainly haven't seen it yet. I would love to be wrong, but right now that's just the reality whenever it comes to the ground game.
Hey, Kyle, can we get your thoughts on the breaking Rangers news that the Rangers have signed GM Chris Young to a multi-year extension and also given him the title President of Baseball Operations?
Wow. That's huge. I mean, you win a World Series, you can have the ability to take that contract and run with it, right?
Heck,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know I'm a big Rangers fan. I grew up a big Rangers fan. So having them finally reach the mountaintop, I know this year hasn't been perfect, but I don't think all of that falls on Chris Young. I love that move. That's exciting. And the first time I'm hearing of it, and I'm glad that that's the case and that they're able to promote him and lock him up long term.
Hey, whenever you're able to hear us on air, we break news for you. All right? So that's the deal that we'll try to get done.
I feel like I'm interviewing with the entire station of 105.3
Sure.
The Fan at one point. Can somebody get? We've already heard Chiafalo in this segment. So can somebody find Wolchuk? Because Bronson and Gavin are back
yeah.
in the studio. Alex out there. I mean, somebody call up Sean and RJ. Let's get them back on the horn. I know they're probably done with their day by this point. I mean, I feel the entire station's here trying to help things out.
This is like your car wash.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your prediction for Cowboys Saints? What are we thinking? What are we feeling?
Yeah, a lot of people think this is an opportunity for Dallas to put up some points because of maybe the undisciplined secondary. They believe the Saints are going to bring the blitz because they blitzed more than any other team in the NFL in week one. I think that was more so a byproduct of the game plan against Carolina as opposed to what they would want to do against Dak Prescott, who's been very, very good against the blitz throughout his career. So I don't think they'll hit 40 points, but I think 30 is certainly possible again for Dallas. And I'm going to say 34, couple field goals from Brandon Aubrey in there. 34-24 final score. Dallas gets the win over New Orleans.
All right. I like it. Covering the spread. Thank you very much, Kyle. Thanks for your flexibility in that segment. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, guys. You guys did a great job. Keep rolling with it, and I'll talk to you again next week.
There you go. Kyle Yeomans right here on 105.3 The Fan from DallasCowboys.com. All right, coming up next, let's talk more about Chris Young getting the extension. Plus, we'll give you some masterpiece of the week, and maybe you'll hear more from G-Bag and Alec. Who's to say at this point? We'll do so next live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving on 105.3 The Fan.
And here's the pitch. He struck him out looking. Got a fastball over at 97, knee high on the inside corner. A beauty, and Raleigh is out. It brings up a Rosarena.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving on a shout-out Friday. And honestly, I want to shout-out all of y'all who've been out here at the Buffalo Wild Wings, everybody who's listening, terrestrial radio, on Twitch, on YouTube. I know at times we have not made it easy on you today. So thank you very much. Because of the great content. From the 817, CY just got a multi-year contract extension. Not true. About 15 minutes ago, he got the contract extension, which we broke already right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Did you just pull a Kamala?
Yeah, that's right. That's why I want you to turn it on, leave it on. Not because I have ideas, but I have
concepts of plans. Yeah, no,
okay? But the Rangers have signed Chris Young to a multi-year extension, as we broke in the last segment. Also, per Kennedy Landry, Chris Young has added the title of President of Baseball Operations, which John Daniels previously held. Now, some people might not think that's the biggest thing in the world, but that is a thing that the previous person had both titles. Now, Chris Young picks up both titles. I thought it was probably encouraging that he was flying out to Japan to do scouting. And so now we get the news. The deal is done. Huge shout out to Chris Young and the Rangers. Also, shout out to Gavin Dawson for, like, bam, being there. I'm ready to ask a question when the signal dies.
He's always been a hero
of
the station.
Awesome.
You know, he was a hero when we were a night show, and he'd come on our show and just talk with us and talk about how much he loves the show, and he's always been there for us. Even that time where he was out in public and somebody tried to get him FCC violated, and he talked them down. It was a brilliant moment in radio right there. I've always admired that. Kevin, with Chris Young, I just, if you have any questions about why, I mean, the World Series obviously stands out, but just look at what this roster turned into over the time, not just whenever he became GM, because that could have been like just the door finally opening wide up and him getting an opportunity and Ray Davis saying, look, I'm willing to spend. But even before that, as he was the assistant GM to John Daniels, you could see he was bringing baseball players in, not just numbers that he saw on a spreadsheet. He was bringing in dudes that are real legitimate baseball players. Then he brings in Bruce Bochy, a legitimate baseball manager, a guy that knows the game. For the longest time, this was a frustration for me as a Rangers fan. John Daniels was like, I want somebody I can control. And while we loved Ron Washington got his job and never had managerial experience. And then Bannister, and then Chris Woodward. Those guys didn't have it because John Daniels knew he could control the roster and the lineup and all those things. All I need you to do is coach a team. Well, Chris Young said, I'm going to go in here with a smart and brilliant baseball mind and build a team together. And now this season stunk. This season was really, really bad.
Fair.
Unless they go 14-0 the rest of the way.
I still honestly don't think that they make it,
That's fine. But this season was bad, but there's no doubt in my mind Chris Young is stewing for another opportunity to turn this thing back around into a champion again.
Who do you think is madder right now, Chris Young about this season or us?
Chris Young about the season. I'm there.
Don't know.
I'm there, but Chris.
Not about the season.
Dude, do you remember?
Ours is for a different
reason. Yeah, Chris Young, though, like, you've seen him get mad over, like, cold coffee.
That's true.
He gets really furious.
He has a fiery temper, which is probably what leads him to be so good at his job as well.
I believe
it. But here's what I'll tell you from yesterday's win. Josh Young, 2019 first-round pick, hit a home run. Wyatt Langford, 2023 first-round pick. Hit a double in the three-run eighth. And then Kumar Rocker, 2022 first-round pick, had 7 strikeouts in 4 innings.
And Jack Leiter's up on his way to doing some.
Yes.
I think Jack Leiter's going to be a reasonably good piece for you some way, shape, or form.
And I know this is a big if, and we always say, like, it's tough to build around this, but it's the injuries with Josh Young and Rocker and Evan Carter that make you concerned. Because otherwise, if you're like, oh, what young players do you have ready to roll? And you're like, we got Kumar Rocker, Jack Leiter, Wyatt Langford, Josh Young, and Evan Carter. That sounds like holy crap. But that's if we're projecting them all out at their best. And I really hope we get to see something near their best for their Rangers career. Because if so, that's your Dean Palmer, Pudge, Juan Gonzalez group, and let's roll.
From the 214, shout out to the Morning News for breaking details on the new contract, not KNC. It was probably David Moore they're talking about, Kevin.
Ah, just kidding. Thought I should trigger Kevin. It's been a tough day. No need to.
He was about to break his laptop there. I can see it in his face.
No need.
Oh, what are you saying right now? No,
watch the headphones.
Yeah, and this is, you know, this is something that Mike's been talking about a lot too lately, because he was like, Ray Davis is going to have to convince Chris Young. I mean, based on the trajectory, what's going on here, he's going to have to do some important things here. Why would Chris Young, like, why does he want to come back? And so to have him there, to have him back is a very special thing, man.
Now, I wanted to throw this out there because people might have been curious about this yesterday. From the 432, you're going to love this one, Corey. Shout out to me and my fiance. I texted y'all yesterday about my proposal and misunderstanding of odds. She said yes.
Yeah, there
Boom.
We go. Congratulations.
That is outstanding.
Now you have to invite Kevin to the wedding if it's during the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a good chance that I would there's a good chance that I would go to the wedding. I like going to weddings, especially I've been to Tolo weddings before.
Mm-hmm, I know that.
Now, real quick, can I ask this question? I know usually we do this segment here. I had to kind of crunch it before Masterpiece of the Week. What football games are you most looking forward to this weekend? Because obviously I have a corporate responsibility to tell you that pregame for Alabama and Wisconsin starts at 10:30 with the game kicking off at 11 o'clock right here on The Fan. I do like that game. I'm also intrigued by Boston College in Missouri, but this is not the strongest college slate. I'm much more intrigued by the NFL slate this weekend.
So you're not all in on UT, UTSA?
I'm not. Look, I'm here for good Roadrunners upset, but that feels very, very unlikely.
Distant, yeah.
Hey, look, if they lose by less than 21 points, I'll be like, good on you.
Kevin, I was just looking at that a moment ago because the whole 3 o'clock slate actually is interesting to me, maybe except for the Steelers and Broncos. The only reason I'd be interested in that really is just to see if Bo Nix got any better than he was last week. But Rams-Cardinals is interesting because it's a division rival, and they're both 0-1. And the Cardinals looked good for a half last week and then
sure.
fell apart, and the Rams took it all the way to overtime. So I think that's going to be a tough division to win in. But Chiefs-Bengals and Bears-Texans, yes. those two games Ooh. In the 3 o'clock slate. Actually, I'm sorry. The Bears-Texans is 7:20. So the 3 o'clock slate, though, has two games that I really like. And then Bears-Texans on Sunday night is going to be fun.
I'm definitely with you on Bengals and Chiefs. The two that immediately jump to mind are 49ers-Vikings. I'm really intrigued to just kind of see, like, where are the Vikings? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just kind of want to see where they sit in the hierarchy.
If the real Niners show up, then you're going to see.
Yeah. Yeah, which is fine.
Or maybe they're like, hey, look, we want to make Sam Darnold look like it was a good trade. Maybe we just back off him a little bit so the Vikings feel good
Man,
about it.
What an interesting philosophy that would be. And then also to go with it, Giants and Commanders. Let's get an idea early on at what exactly these teams are. Because I know there's some people who think the Commanders are ready to go up in the world. And I think we all agree the Giants are not good. So I want to see that game to kind of see how they stack up. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And now, how about some Masterpiece of the Week?
What's up, boys? Long time no speak.
How's it going, buddy?
You know what's really fortuitous, Alec? We've got some people who have written us shout-outs, which on today is very, very helpful.
Can I throw this real quick? We did just see this, and Atolo just texted in, no Fuaga or Lattimore at practice.
You know, the Lattimore one is really interesting because yesterday when we were talking with Mr. Jackson from New Orleans, he seemed very confident, and Marshawn Lattimore seemed very confident that he was going to play. But if you take him and Fuaga out of the equation, then I don't want them to be hurt, but if they don't play, then yes, please.
Yeah, and Fuaga's back tightness at a tackle
Ooh,
position.
Yikes.
So there you go.
Getting Tyron Smith memories there. Not great. Not great for the Saints. But
it's too early.
It is great for us because it's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit some of the funny, stupid, odd, and oftentimes concerning things said on this program. And we're going to have some fun because some parts of today have not been fun. So we're going to start with Corey. He's basically mimicking every time I walk in a grocery store.
Do I get some of the money from that corn?
What the hell is that?
I said corn.
But that makes it all the more intriguing. What does that mean? Why? Are you selling the corn?
Yeah.
Is it because you're giving it back?
I honestly don't remember what I was talking about, but I know I said corn. but yeah, man, like, when I make corn at the house, when I smoke the corn, man, everybody loves it. So, maybe that's the option. Maybe it's whenever I'm raising my cornfield in Nebraska. I don't know.
Oh, your corn, Corey.
Corn's important to the American economy.
It is.
Corn hub.
And especially when you're trying to make mazes in the form of Caitlin
that's
Clark.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. Making money from that corn.
Let's see, Kevin, you said this.
Right. Because it'll be so hard that you can just smash the window in.
Oh, geez, dude.
That was about the beef jerky, not my ding dong. I know that's what you're insinuating with that clip. It's like, oh, that's what he meant.
I didn't say anything.
I'm
just
so aroused
it.
I can break into this car. That's not what I'm saying at all. Dang it.
He walked you to the water and you did it yourself.
I need to stop responding to these because whenever I defend myself, I get in way more trouble.
But that being said, you did point out that it was hard meat that broke the window.
Hey, look. I already told you the embarrassing part of that story. When I worked at the car wash and the doors got locked and somebody said we're going to open it with a Slim Jim, I thought they were going to get an actual, like, meat product Slim Jim to open the door. Isn't that enough for y'all?
No. It's never enough, Kevin. We always need more content here. You know how
Jerks.
It goes. Corey, you said this.
It felt like somebody else's hand.
You know your hands.
Mm-hmm. And does it sound like he had a nervous little quiver there when he said hand? Play it back one more time. Play it back one more time because he's nervous.
It felt like somebody else's hand.
Okay.
I talk that way sometimes, but that's Shiloh Sanders talking about it when he broke his hand.
Yes.
That it felt like somebody else's, not that he was doing the stranger.
Mm. Okay. Well,
what does that mean?
It's from a movie called Whipped. Just check it out.
Oh, I know what it means.
Kevin, you talked about this. I don't know if it was with a stranger or not.
You know what else I do watch, though, when you brought up the neck attack? Okay. I can defend this. I can defend this, but I'm probably going to say something stupid.
Probably.
Gavin Dawson mentioned in our crosstalk, like, if giraffes fought.
Oh, yeah.
It was one day during the show, somebody texted in, bro, have you ever watched these giraffes fight with their necks? It's crazy. And I just thought he was just randomly stringing words together. And so I looked up giraffe neck attack videos. I was just entranced the entire commercial break. Those giraffes go hard.
So, yeah, if you've never seen it, Alec, the giraffes, the way they fight, they'll stand next to each other and then, like, wrap their necks around each other and hit each other with their own necks. But they are fast if you've ever seen them run before.
I've seen them run, but I haven't seen them neck attack. That sounds
like a
Pokemon move or something.
Serious.
I don't know.
Watch that video.
You can get on YouTube and just be lost in that all day.
Oh, we got a nice commercial break coming up here in about 5 minutes. I'll have to check it out. Mickey Spagnuolo said this.
Well, he just doesn't have the body to you know, make the quick moves in there.
Well, because Mozzie, he was talking about Mozzie.
Man, I do think Mickey listens to Masterpiece of the Week.
He's always trying.
The more I hear him talk, yeah.
He is always trying.
He's always listening. That's he's always giving me content, too, and he wins a lot, too, whenever we pick on him.
He does.
And it's for good reason. He knows. He understands the assignment. I can appreciate someone who knows the vibe of a program, and they just slide right in. It's great.
Very fair.
It's perfect. Corey, you and I both said something, and I'm not proud of it.
Too long. It's going to be too much. There's too much length and height to go with there.
Yeah, there's a lot of length going on there and not a lot going on back here.
Was that about...
Spinning on your head.
Spinning on your
head. I
think
tall people can't spin on their head as well because the balance of it, the structure of it. It's like, you know, the longer... you ever make those with the markers where you make the tower with markers?
Yes.
The longer that gets, the more it's likely to fall over. Hmm. But whenever you have a shorter one, then you can balance that for hours.
How many markers do you think Alec is in this scenario? How many markers are you and how many markers is Alec?
Alec is, I think he is 14 markers.
Okay, and how many markers are you?
I'm 19 markers.
Okay.
Huh. How many apples tall am I? That's the question of the day for whenever AM on the FM comes back. Corey, again, mimicking whenever I'm getting a sandwich made and I forget the name of a topping.
There's another one not named Mayo.
I don't know why I enjoy that so much.
Why are you laughing about this? You're laughing way too hard.
The way that Alec set this up Hold on. I want to try this with a couple of different scenarios. Alec, can you have that queued up and ready to go? Hey, excuse me, sir. What's that one condiment? I can't think of the name of it.
There's another one not named mayo. Yeah.
Sure, sure. I understand that. So, like, is it ketchup? I forget. Help me out.
There's another one not named mayo.
That's not very helpful. That's not very helpful at all. I didn't help at all with that.
Oh, man. I don't know why.
You know what?
That's hilarious.
I think, too, I was saying something in regards to a horse. And it was about that mayonnaise horse that the joke that I made that Mike didn't get
mayonnaise
that day.
Horse.
Remember the mayonnaise?
Because mayonnaise.
I hate that so much.
Thanks for making this show popular, y'all. I can't really believe it either.
Oh, man. Kevin had a statement to make.
Shouldn't have told people I was a badass Kelly Price.
Okay. That is from the first or second season of Catfish. That was one of their first viral moments that really broke through. This one friend catfished her other friend, and she, like, defiantly yelled at her through the parking lot about that's why she did it. It was an amazing moment in TV history.
I'll take your word for it. I just
need to watch that episode.
I just like how declarative that statement was.
Look,
like, have to let you know that I am not.
Shouldn't have told people I was a badass Kelly Price.
There's another episode where this guy thinks he's getting catfished, but it's really, like, it's the real girl. She's just super shy, and she meets him for the first time, and then she's like, do you want to be my son's godfather? It's so freaking weird. It's amazing.
Godfather, huh?
I'm going to take your word for it and never watch it. Last one I got for you, boys. Corey making his claim for presidency.
I don't want to eat our pets or eat anything that comes from our pets.
There you go. That's true. is that how it works? If I want to campaign, I just campaign on that.
I mean, look,
these
as
days,
long
yes.
as you have an idea of a plan, you're good to go.
A concept of a plan.
I'm sorry. And all of these are good, but of course, I'm going to vote for Corey, pointing out that there are other condiments not called mayonnaise.
There's another one not named mayo.
Yeah, there you go. I'm voting for Kevin's neck attack because I think that neck attacks are crazy.
You know what else I do watch, though, when you brought up the neck attack?
Oh, no. Did we lose it?
I think I lost the boys. This is fun. My vote will be... Let's see. My vote is actually going to be the tag team of me and Corey.
Too long. It's going to be too much. There's too much length and height to go with there.
Yeah, there's a lot of length going on there and not a lot going on back here. So there's Masterpiece of the Week for today. You guys can vote on which one was your favorite. And coming up next, we're going to crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation right here on the KNC Masterpiece.
17-3 Dallas. There's a delayed blitz tipped up in the air. Intercepted on the deflection by Parsons. The interception
was
grabbed by Eric Kendricks.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Got a chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation in just a second. But I want to remind you, and I got a positive peace-a-thon update for you, Corey. We're doing Hobby Rip Day. Remember, that's for PAX, not for anything else, at RJ Dukes. He's going to be open 10 to 7 tomorrow. I'm going to be there from 3 to 6, and he goes, man, I can already tell there's going to be a lot of people there. You guys have been really kind about this. I feel like I need to donate more stuff for Peace-A-Thon.
Awesome.
So more stuff for Peace-A-Thon. It's in McKinney.
Are we going to get the NBA Jam?
I don't know if we're going to get the arcade game. I will ask him. You know I'll ask him about it. So, yes, off of North Central Expressway in McKinney, if you want to make your way out there tomorrow. Now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, let's thank and chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, thank you very much for helping us out, and how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How the heck are you, buddy?
I'm kind of pissed off, but you know, that's just how it goes, and I really wanted to be honest with you, but that's
thank
okay.
You.
It is a Friday. I am excited about Chris Young getting the extension. I know this is something that we have talked about again and again and again. Majority owner Ray Davis said Chris Young's impact on the Texas Rangers organization has been immense the last 4 years. His leadership and vision were instrumental in helping bring a World Series championship to Arlington for the first time. What is y'all's take on this extension? I know it feels like it should have been done a while ago, but how relieved are you that it is done?
Incredibly relieved, Heggy. I can't believe that you're still in any sort of an upset mood. You know, in the wake of this news, this is a statement.
That's a good point.
The weekend.
Good point. That's a good point. Yeah, sorry, valid. I'm going to compartmentalize. I was upset about some things. I am very excited about this. And the fact that the day we find out about this, he's on a flight to Japan to continue to do scouting, that kind of shows me what talent acquisition 24/7, 365 is really like.
You know, I don't think it's any coincidence at all that, you know, he has been in charge here for a couple of years. And just like Nolan Ryan, there's suddenly a surge in your ability to generate pitching talent out of the minor leagues. We saw that in a big way last night. Cole Drake, a guy from Sachse, is like 20th yes. on their prospect list. But there's like four or five other dudes in between Rocker and Drake that have, really promising production this year.
Now, we talked about this earlier on the lighter side. Are you karaoke people? And what's your go-to karaoke song?
Used to be, and it was Spirit in the Sky.
That's a great song.
Oh, gonna see Jesus when I die.
Does drinking help one yes. be more interested in karaoke?
100%. It's really the only way to get me on the stage to do it. Otherwise, right. I'm right. way too nervous.
Okay. Chiafalo, Wolchuk, what's y'all's go-to karaoke jam?
You know, it's funny because I think the next time I do legit karaoke will be the first time. So
yes, me too.
I'm gonna have to come up with a song, you know, that's like sort of mine, you know, because everybody that does karaoke, like Dawson, boom, ready to go, out of the pocket. I have no idea what song it would be for me. I need to look.
Yeah, the problem I have is the one song I can sing through is Bye Bye Miss America Pie, and it lasts about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that is a long song.
And I kind of feel like I could do that one or Hotel California.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Another long song.
That's a long song, too. Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven is another long song. I don't think I could get up there and sing a song. I need like a minute and a half, 2 minute song. But if you get me up there for 10 minutes, that would be tough.
I mean, yeah.
That'd be
I don't know
really
if that's tougher
tough.
On you or yeah. the people listening.
Oh, everybody involved. Yeah. Everybody involved, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do have a national anthem.
I remember being out.
Sorry, Corey, go ahead.
It's all right. It's been
we're
one
cutting
of those
in
days.
And out. Yeah.
I remember being out with Adrian one night, and some people were up on the stage singing I Saw the Sign by Ace of Base. And the guy, after the song, he goes, all right, well, he saw the sign too, and it said stop. Don't ever sing that song again.
I always felt like anything by Smash Mouth would get the people going. Like, ooh, I'm a Believer.
Yes, All Star.
You know, yeah, All Star. You know, just go to the Shrek soundtrack, and you'll probably find a winner.
So you like fun more than like, I'm going to go up there and win my record contract. Because you know there are people who are like, I'm going to show reason there's a music executive in the audience that I need a deal.
No, I know that's not going to happen. I know I'm not going to be a good singer. So I'd rather just fun, get everybody happy and excited and make fun of this whole bit right now.
Is that Don't Stop Believing? Does that get everybody involved? Does that,
yes, or, that's or another does great one.
Sweet Caroline yes, seems
Sweet
like
Caroline's
a, Sweet
yeah.
Caroline seems bum, like one bum, everybody bum. Gets. You know the yeah. words. Everybody sing. You know, and you kind of, and then you don't have to sing for a yeah. couple of lines.
The Joker, Steve Miller Band that got yeah. texted, that's a great song as well.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Heggy, thanks so much for asking. You know, it's a Friday, so Eric Nadel will join us. We have at 3 o'clock, though, Stephen Jones joining us. And at 4, Luke Johnson covers the Saints for the paper down there, the Times-Picayune.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, you've been masterpiece. Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.